Slide 1. Good morning. Today, I'd like to present our work on electronic coarse graining, an approach to accurate and scalable modeling of organic semiconductors. Since it is a short talk, I will not dwell on derivations, but instead will demonstrate the methodology through two examples and briefly discuss three applications. Slide 2. Let me start with the motivation. The ultimate goal of our work is predictive modeling of organic semiconductors. Computationally, this is only feasible if we coarse grain both molecular and electronic degrees of freedom. This talk focuses on the electronic side, reducing the size of the electronic basis as much as possible without sacrificing accuracy. To explain the challenge, I show this table where all semiconductors are divided into three distinct groups. For inorganic semiconductors like silicon, coarse graining is rarely necessary. In contrast, for organic systems, it is essential. For small rigid molecules like naphthalene, we coarse grain the electronic basis to a single orbital per molecule, highest occupied or lowest unoccupied molecular orbital. This is a well-established approach nowadays, allowing for accurate calculation of the electronic properties of such molecular solids. However, the majority of practically relevant organic semiconductors are neither small nor rigid. The obvious solution is to fragmentize these polymers and large molecules. And this is our challenge. So, the goal of this work is to model complex organic semiconductors at the level of small molecule ones. We need a black box solution, it must be scalable, should have compatible technology to reuse the codes available for small molecule solids, and the accuracy must be controllable. Slide 3. Let me outline the core ideas of the methodology. There are two of them. First, for most electronic properties, we only need the frontier molecular orbitals. Second, large enough clusters approximate the infinite solid. The workflow and embedding scheme are shown here. We construct clusters that cover the infinite solid and parameterize a tight binding Hamiltonian at the core of these clusters. We then extrapolate these fragment Hamiltonians back to the infinite system. Technical details are available on this website. Here I will just illustrate the methodology with two examples, polythiophene and graphene. Slide 4. Let's consider the valence band of a single polythiophene chain. All electron calculations are computationally feasible but inefficient and the output is not very informative, you get a dense forest of lines in the density of states that is difficult to interpret. In contrast, when you perform a coarse graining you will get an exact description of the top 5 electron volts of the valence band with only 2 coarse grained orbitals per monomer. And the wave function now can be easily interpreted. This basis reduction results also in a coarse grained electron density as shown in the right panel. Overall, the proposed approach solves the electronic structure problem for any pi conjugated system that can be fragmentized into pi closed shell monomers. Slide 5. This is not limited to molecular systems only. Here I will show an example of graphene. Because its unit cell is small, the smallest cluster from which you can get a qualitatively correct band structure of the graphene is benzene molecule. The next smallest cluster, coronane, will get you quantitatively accurate pi bands, and tolerable accuracy for sigma bands as shown in the right panel. Slide 6. Moving to applications, I will highlight three cases where conventional methods may suffer from systematic errors. These include electronic structure of crystalline polymers, simulation of density of states, and calculation of tunneling couplings. Slide 7. Crystalline polymers are the best systems to illustrate our approach, because they are notoriously difficult to model due to the three factors, combination of strong intrachain and weak interchain couplings, too large unit cell size for brute force DFT methods, and the persistent challenge of predicting the crystal structure itself. As a result, little is known about the electronic structure of crystalline polymers. With the newly developed methodology, we can now calculate these structures at the level of accurate density functionals. Illustrated here is the top of the valence band of the p-dot polymer. We can see broad dispersion along the polymer chain and noticeable dispersion along the pi stacking direction. Slide 8. To further illustrate the methodology, I will address the question which bothered me for a long time, why p-dot is so good in electronic applications. Here I will compare it to other famous thiophene-based polymers, polythiophene and P3HT. First of all, we need to know how large intermolecular electronic couplings can be in principle. We have found that in a perfectly aligned pi stack, the couplings can reach 250 MeV. The next question is what prevents perfect alignment. Molecular dynamics reveals that the considered polymers have a flat potential energy surface with respect to tilts and shifts, destroying perfect alignment. However, in the two-dimensional form of p-dot, the average geometry is well aligned to maximize intermolecular couplings, and thermal fluctuations of these couplings are small, thus making p-dot the superior charge transporter. Slide 9. In the next application, I will discuss how to correctly compare simulated electronic density of states, which is critically important for heterogeneous systems such as host-guest systems. Often dose is approximated by HOMO or LUMO dose, whereas in our approach we calculate complete dose. Here we consider a typical OLED host-guest system. What we immediately see in the central panel is that there are many electronic levels beyond HOMO and LUMO which are important for electronic dynamics. Returning to the main question, on the right panel you can see a comparison of the HOMO dose shown in red and complete dose shown in gray. Evidently, there is a bias in the red distribution. That is why it is critically important to compare complete electronic dose for electronically different systems such as UGG versus other OLED host and guest molecules. Slide 10. Finally, I would like to discuss tunneling in molecular solids. There are published claims that tunneling might be an efficient transport channel, but at operational temperatures there are competing mechanisms so that we need to estimate tunneling couplings accurately. This is challenging for simplified approaches due to effects of the environment, multiple pathways, and electronic localization. Using our methodology, we can model tunneling without unnecessary approximations. Here, we see the section of a molecular solid responsible for tunneling between two states in red, separated by 12 angstroms. Despite having three bridging molecules, the coupling is very small, sub-millielectron volts, thus questioning the efficiency of tunneling in such systems. For a more comprehensive investigation, please visit talk by Naomi Kinneret later today. Slide 11. To summarize, electronic coarse graining is a powerful tool and sometimes the only one for calculation and analysis of electronic structure of complex systems. It is applicable to anything that can be monomerized polymers, COFs, MOFs, and beyond. You can find the project webpage and a copy of these slides at this link and the QR code. Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to your questions.